This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, here we go. We're going to do a little discussion real quick and talk a little combat pistol craft with the founder and chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. That is Super Dave Harrington. I haven't had a chance to speak to you. Just a quick discussion. How you doing? How's the recovery?
Good. On the physical side of the house, I'm hobbled, but this is more a mental game.
Right.
And because as easy as the surgery went, it's the most demanding recovery protocol I've ever had to execute.
Is it fair to say that was the cure worse than the injury?
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
Oh, no, no way. No, I'm looking forward to coming off of this. It's just a very timely an exacting protocol, man. You know, I can't walk on my foot. There's nothing keeping me from doing it other than, you know, the simple fact that if I do, I'll undo everything they did.
Well, let's not do that.
pardon me?
Let's not do that.
Oh, no, not at all. The whole point being it's a mental game at this point already.
Gotcha.
So, testing my skills on all levels.
Gotcha.
But here we go, man. What do you got for me?
Okay, so this past weekend, I had two acquaintances that are fast becoming friends. They're both in the dental industry. One is my dentist, and another is a dental supply salesperson. Now, the dental supply salesperson is a competitor.
Right.
He competes, I don't know which discipline, he competes with a single stack 45 ACP that he has, he bought one and he spent about $2,000 on it, making it the way he wanted it to be.
Right.
My dentist, on the other hand, he's not really a shooter. Now, he's very intelligent. He does everything that I would expect somebody to do naturally. And we're going to get to that in just a minute about what they were doing. Let's talk about what I was noticing about certain things. Now, I took three pistols out there. One was, and they were all 2011s, double stack, 9mm, 1911 type pistols.
Okay.
And I knew one of them was dirty because I hadn't bothered to clean it, right?
Right.
Now, one of the things that I used to do when I was in the military, if I sneezed in the general vicinity of my weapon, I would clean that. I never let it be clean. I mean, that was I've seen certain documentaries since I've gotten out, and it seems like the troops nowadays, if they go out and they spend a day out in the field, when they come back, they're cleaning their weapon.
Right.
So I don't guess very much has changed with that. Now, I didn't have any mishaps with any of the guns, but I did notice that one of them seemed to, it is giving me an issue. So I attributed that to cleaning. I cleaned it. And it turned out that was the case.
Right.
But here we go. So here we come back to my quandary. Remember, last week when we were talking about this, I was like, listen, I just love that single action trigger so much. I can't live without it. I'm just going to carry it and all this other stuff. But then I get out to just an afternoon of shooting. I think we probably shot 300 rounds. It wasn't very much. You know, 100 rounds per gun, basically. And then I got to thinking, I wonder how my Glock 45 would have handled being that dirty at that particular moment, if it would have just run without any problems or what it is. And so, first of all, my question to you, now you switched from single action, which you still have them, right?
Right. 1911s, the Glocks.
Yep.
When you use my maintenance schedule, man, real easy.
Sure.
One, I'd like to make this point, is you can overclean. I mean, there is such a thing as cleaning your guns too much.
Right.
But my normal schedule, so to speak, I'll fire anywhere from 500 to 600 rounds, and that's starting with a clean pistol. I'll fire 500, field clean. Another 500 to 600, field clean. And on that third strike, I do a detailed clean on everything. Pistol magazines, make sure everything is as it should be. And that works for me, but I consume quite a bit of ammunition as well. And to an extent, I'm not concerned about cleaning it. Now, I am concerned about it being properly lubed. I'm not worried about it being dirty, but I am generally focused on keeping it properly lubed.
Just so everybody understands what you're talking about, explain the difference between cleaning and properly lubed, where you would go in and say, well, I'm not going to clean it, but I'm going to make sure it's properly lubed. What would be the difference in that?
Like if you just pull the slide off and hit, a drop of oil on each of the frame rails.
Right.
And slide rails, both are, if you're working with a 1911, I always put a drop of oil right in the middle of the hammer, where the hammer is pinned to the hammer strut.
Right.
Make sure that's got a spot of lube on it. And basically the sear. I'll drop two or three drops straight down the front of the hammer and let it roll in on the trigger group and work it a couple of times, and I call it good.
Right. Now, on a Glock, do you have to do that or no?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Different parts, but the points of interest are the same. All your frictional contact points.
Gotcha. Okay.
If it's a frictional point and it's mechanical operation, it should be lubricated.
Now, I've often sat around and wondered why a lot of people that I know that run 1911, 2011s, 2019s, whatever you want to call them, make a switch at some point and go to Glock. And it's not like they try something else and say, well, I prefer the Glock. It's like they just go to Glock and then they just stay with Glock. And my presumption is going to be simply because it is, and I know that, I mean, have you shot classes where Glock pistols fail?
Yes. I've had, but it depends on what you're calling a failure. Is it ammunition related? Was it looked at? Was it actually identified as a, repeatable mechanical error?
Yeah.
I tell you what, shooter-induced error.
Hold up right there. Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. I want to pull this one apart simply because I don't think I've ever asked you this question before. So for those of you who want to follow Super Dave, well, you can go to his website, which is combatspeed.com. It's sort of sitting there right now while Dave rehabilitates. Dave is maybe in a longer than average convalescence, and in the meantime, it will still be sitting there. I presume he's still going to keep developing it. And on the other hand, if you just want to follow what he's doing, you can check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking to him about some realizations I had. I'm in the middle of this dilemma where I'm concerned with carrying a gun that I can hit everything I shoot at. And so I've made a switch, but I noticed something over the weekend, and I just wanted to have a little discussion with him about it while we're doing the little old radio show here. So when we last left off, Super Dave, we were talking about cleaning and some other stuff as far as the difference between cleaning one and lubricating a weapon.
Right. Guns will shoot dry. I mean, you know, it depends on what type of lubrication you have, where you're using. Right now, I'm using gunfire gun oil, and it works extremely well. But based on the amount and type of shooting that I focus on, you can shoot the guns dry. And you have to monitor that. And there are several different ways. I mean, you can just, as long as you're paying attention to how the gun acts, you can tell whether it's properly lubricated or not.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, the type, the specific type or model of pistol that you're using that has the best mechanical design to help you control, you know, the recoil cycle is probably going to give you an edge across the spectrum on, you know, where it really matters. How many rounds can you fire accurately in X amount of time? Go. And sometimes you got to step back and look at what you want to accomplish first and then break it down from there.
Right.
But what I was at the very beginning of your opening statement, you said you felt like you were giving up a gun that you could hit confidently with order to do this?
No.
Did I understand that right?
No, I've switched to a gun that I hit competently with every time.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I would never do that.
Thanks for
clarifying. I would never do that. Now, what I'm trying to do as I go along, though, while I'm doing this, is I'm going to try to continue to develop my my marksmanship with striker fired.
Right.
Because I understand, but while before I start giving you my understanding, when you switched from 1911s to Glocks,
right.
Besides the obvious fact that you're getting more capacity with that,
right.
Which you could have done with a variety of pistols, when you switched to from 1911s to Glocks, what was your
right.
thought process as to why you were going to do this way?
One, because from a logistics standpoint, doing training gigs, Glock is predominantly what is present.
Right.
And, you know, I understand the customizing industry and all that, but the bottom line is, if you leave the guns alone, they'll go bang every time you fire them, as long as, you know, the ammunition's doing what it needs to be doing.
Right.
And that is the kind of confidence in the inherent mechanical abilities of the pistol you choose to bet your life on. If that's the pistol you're going to carry.
And now, that's one point of clarification. When you say leave the gun alone, you mean don't modify it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Except you might want to put a set of good night sights on the gun. And, of course, you know, a light or have immediate access to a light that you can put on the rail.
Do you run your pistols with lights on them?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like the bulk, the size of a gun light combo holster at
right.
all. Those days are over for me.
So how do you carry a gun with a light on it?
I carry in a standard, you know, just a standard holster, straight drop, right. right side, no light holster.
Oh, okay, okay.
The light is, to me, an ancillary part of my gear, so I have immediate access to it in one of my vest pockets.
Gotcha.
I mean, if I'm going to anticipate needing a light, you know, I should have one to put on the gun if I'm not going to carry it like that.
Right.
But from a daily carry standpoint, you can't really conceal carrying something like that. It's just too big of a package to me.
Yeah, it's like it's about the size of a small book, isn't it, as far as how much room it would take up on your
right.
on your hip.
And it really affects you know, how you get the pistol into action. You know, you got to work with it. You got to be good at it. But normally a gun light combination holster will be more offset of your body. So that becomes, you know, the biggest part of it. The size is just a big, makes a big print.
When I took fighting pistol at Tactical Response, both of my pistols I took there, the primary and the backup both had pistol lights on it. And one thing I discovered
right.
shooting with a pistol light is that shooting with a pistol light on means that your lens on your pistol light is going to get a bunch of stuff all over it.
Yeah, it's going to be carbon up.
Yep.
Yeah, you got that's a maintenance issue there, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, we're coming up on the next break. I just wanted to point that out. I don't run lights on the guns now. I'm more likely to run an optic on one, but that's beside the point. For Super Dave, you can find Super Dave's stuff. Now, if you just want to check in and see what he's doing right now while he convalesces, well, he publishes updates on his Facebook page, which is Dave Harrington. And then if you want to go check out his website, where right now he's laid up. He's recovering from surgery, which will make him much more mobile and dangerous when he's up and around again. You can still check out his website, which is combatspeed.com. And on Tuesdays, when the planets align right and everything's working and nobody's run over my cable box or any of this other stuff, you can catch him right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 week before the election and President Trump campaigning in three battleground states on Tuesday, President Trump holding a campaign rally in Lansing, Michigan. Before leaving, President Trump says stimulus talks are ongoing, but Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is wanting to bail out cities.
I'll always talk about it because our people should get it. Our people should get it, the stimulus. Nancy Pelosi is only interested in bailing out badly run, crime-ridden Democrat cities and states. That's all she's interested in.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Georgia.
He keeps telling us, we're turning the corners, his quote. It's as removed from reality and as offensive as when he told us the virus affects virtually nobody.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. It's day one on the job for the newest member of the Supreme Court. Justice Amy Coney Barrett began her duties after being administered the judicial oath by Chief Justice John Roberts. Barrett joining the court means it once again has nine justices. Pennsylvania Republicans want a second Supreme Court ruling on the state's mail-in ballot deadline. Pennsylvania was granted an extra 3 days to count mail-in ballots after the election, despite Republican objections. That's only because of a tied decision on the Supreme Court, leaving in place a lower court ruling that allowed the extension. The most recent polls show President Trump with a slim 1% lead in Pennsylvania. Center County, Pennsylvania Board of Commissioner Michael Pipe believes the loser in Pennsylvania will be filing a lawsuit.
I think, unfortunately, regardless of who wins either side, I think the other one likely will challenge it again in court. I think that's unfortunate. That's what's keeping me up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. We've been talking about the difference between why someone might switch to Glock from, say, a 1911. Now, one thing I did notice, Dave, is that, of course, the Glock is lighter, and that matters, doesn't it?
That's relative. If you step, how much is a Glock weigh if you have a 30-round mag in it? You know,
right?
It's relative to the balance of what you're using. For example, if you're going to run extended mags for a pistol, you should do it across the spectrum,
right?
Of carry or work or competition, whatever. I try to keep it as standard as possible, and only use a different capacity magazine for a specific purpose and then put it away. But you've got to be able to support that too.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I am very fortunate to be able to do that, to be able to pick and choose. But my overall point is, based on the capacity of the magazine or the length of magazine that you use, that will dictate a lot of what you need to basically know how to do by feel and repetition, manage the magazine properly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In addition to the mechanical function of the pistol. It kills me. You know, people, I just like to reinforce at some point, I don't feel like your average bear carrier carries enough reserve ammo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you only carry one mag, great. Carry two. You know, plus up by one. And feel good about it. Because I've never heard anybody complain about having too much ammunition. You know what I mean?
I do.
Impossible.
Yeah, I've seen Clint Smith one time in one of his rants where he got out there and said everybody's in the race to get to the smallest, the easiest, the most comfortable gun to carry until they get in a gunfight, and then nobody's complaining about how big their gun is. They may be complaining about how small it is, but never complain about how big it is, especially if it's the full-size pistol, got plenty of ammo to go with it. And therein lies the dilemma.
Right.
Learning to carry, do you ever carry a really small gun?
Nothing smaller than my G26.
Which is a double sack.
That's as small as I'm willing to go.
Right. So you don't carry a Glock 43 or, something that's single stack that has six or seven rounds in it and that kind of
thing? Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Gotcha.
The cool thing about the 26 is it'll work across the spectrum of magazines.
Yep.
You see what I mean?
I do.
So if you have a 26 and that's your, you'll always have that option. So you got to think in terms of battlefield appropriation as well.
Yes.
You know, what's the most common gear are you going to find that you can in turn use to your advantage?
I have read, and I'm not sure, but I've read the most common gun out there is the Glock 19. Have you seen that?
I would agree with you. That's the first time I've heard that
right.
put that way, but I'd agree with you. Just based on what I know and have seen, yeah, sure. But for me, the G45 is the perfect balance, and that's simply because of the size of my hands.
Right.
On a 19, I don't have enough real estate on the frame to work the gun well. It's a little, my hands are just a little too big. But with a full 17 frame of the 45, G45 9mm,
right.
I'm good to go.
Right. So, is your hand too big to where, like, when you're going to drop a magazine, it sort of gets in the way or something like that, or?
Exactly. Are you talking about comparing the 19 frame to the 17 frame?
Yes, sir.
That's a very good point. Absolutely. Your hand is big enough to actually trap the magazine in the gun.
With mine.
So that forces you to break your grip on the pistol.
Right.
To jettison the magazine. And it takes time to do that.
Right. It's not a very natural motion, is it?
It can be learned and dealt with effectively, you know. I've seen it too many times. It's just for me personally, I don't like it. That's why I use a full-size frame. So, but I do agree that the 19 top end of the 45 9mm can be driven a little harder or quicker than the standard 17 frame or the 34 frame, for that matter.
Right.
But it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish, too, you know. What type of shooting are you doing? I'm trying to deal. My choice behind the G45 is the balance of what I am able to hit with it at distance.
Right.
And that's from, like, me being zero out to 100 yards, easy, in a, like, an urban environment.
I've seen certain guys get out there and shoot at a target with a Glock and hit it from a very long range away. That's one reason why.
That was the one thing you had brought up earlier, and I wanted to reinforce the point, was when I did switch from 1911s to Glocks predominantly, there was a marked difference in what I could do at distance.
Right.
I mean, it was painfully obvious that I was not enjoying the same level of accuracy, was translated into ability to hit at distance. That was kind of a shocker for me. Not that it happened, that it was such a gap.
Right.
So I kind of had to redefine a few things for myself and get back on the stick, so to speak, and, you know, do my part. And I should be able to do that with a stock gun, anybody's gun.
Hang on right there for me, if you would. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. Super Dave, you can find him on his Facebook page at Dave Harrington. His website is combatspeed.com. We're talking pistol choice type today between the, you know, the great 1911 type single action trigger and Glock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Dave Harrington, Super Dave, talking about gun choice and everything else. We were just getting to the ammo part of how much people should carry. With do you make any, like, if things were to go sideways in front of you and you are upright and able to, you know, you are yourself, right, you're whole and ready to go. Is there going to be any change, like are you changing equipment, say, like your holster from whatever you normally carry in day to day? Are you going to go to something bigger and tactical, or are you just going to use that light, that smaller holster?
No, I use exactly what I wear every day. There's no time. You don't have that time to change gear. I didn't really follow that, man. My gear will always be my everyday carry of my EDC. That's the baseline. That's my baseline. I can always add to it, but I'll never take away from it.
Gotcha.
You know, I comfortably carry enough ammunition, so in my mind, I have enough ammunition to fire and maneuver, to be able to fire and maneuver if I have to or feel the need to. And you don't cut it, carrying one or two reserve mags. You need to carry more than that.
Sure.
It really depends on your perspective. Are you carrying to defend yourself, or does your everyday carry rig allow you to execute offensive action? It's just a different perspective. You see what I mean? Do I have enough or not enough? What are you willing to do? What are you prepared or able to execute? You see what I mean? The gun's just a tool that will allow you to do that.
Right. Well, I guess if you have better than just one magazine of spare ammunition, you can go offensive if you have to go offensive, which is, now that's actually the smartest thing to do in that sort of an encounter, isn't it? Go from defense to offense.
Right. I mean, you know, the cliches that are out there, they exist. The best defense is a good offense. A lot of reputable military leaders of the past from many different countries, what it boiled down to is when in doubt, attack. That was, you know, hard won information.
Right.
You know, that's a stark realization of, you know, what's happening when things, you know, are executed on that level.
But if you're going to attack, you got to have enough ammo logistically with you to be able to start the attack and finish the attack, don't you?
Right, because it's not always about hitting, and that's, I think, people don't put enough emphasis on that. There's really an overemphasis. I know this is going to sound wacky, man, but there's an overemphasis on hitting what you're shooting at.
Right.
Versus the application of fire that you're using in support of your maneuverability. You see what I mean?
Well,
now, I may need to, moving from point A to point B across the street, I will engage while moving if it's possible. You know, if I'm forced to, I can do that.
But that's
otherwise,
not...
the mission is to get across the street to point B as soon as I can get there.
Right.
And be ready to fight from that position.
But the fire you'd be sending out as you move would be more suppressive than it would be intended to hit some, wouldn't it?
Well, it's going to depend on how much time I have to make that decision.
Right.
You see what I mean? What's the volume of incoming fire? You know, because the slower your rate of movement, the higher hit probability they're going to have.
Right.
But you're still a moving target, so how does that work? You see what I mean?
Oh,
yes.
You're
doing a lot of math.
Yeah.
So how much mental energy is poured just by circumstance, the necessity to hit? You know, you may find yourself having to lock it up and make the hit or a successful engagement. You may not have any choice other than to do that.
Right.
But are you prepared to do it? No. You know, nobody has a crystal ball. But you have to be able to use your imagination in respect to how you train and what you're training for and understand it. So you can figure out the nuts and bolts. It's almost like you got to get the bottom line up front, and you'll instantly start figuring out some things once you see them happening.
Right. So
there's, you know, a lot of the guesswork's eliminated.
I guess with that. You know, I've never really thought of that. I've done it. I mean, when I train, like if I'm moving from point A to point B, I am trying to, I'm shooting in the general direction of targets, but since I have steel to hit, you know, I sort of am engaging it while I traverse. Although, the big problem, Super Dave, is, I don't have new knees. So, I'm gonna be going as fast as I can, but I probably need to pay better attention to my rate of fire if I'm slow, don't I?
It's all a balance point, man, based on time, speed, distance, and your skill.
Right.
You make that your decision point is important. Are you firing with the intent to hit, or are you firing for effect in order for them to stay behind the cover they're behind?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I know I can't hit them, but I'm going to fire at them while I'm doing, you know, what I need to do to prevent them from engaging me.
You know.
I don't. But do you have time to do that? You know, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made, and you can't be second-guessing yourself.
Yeah. It almost sounds like you're trying to sell them on the thing where I'm trying to shoot you, so you better keep your heads down. Sure, I'm moving, but that don't worry about that. If I see you, you're going to be done. You're trying to sell them on that, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But make it a fact, because if you have the, you know, opportunity to put them down, put them down.
Absolutely. Then you can quit moving altogether, can't you?
Well, that all depends, man. It ain't over until the smoke clears.
Gotcha. Totally understand. I knew you were going to say that.
That was an interesting way of looking at that. The one thing you got to remember is you can have all the skill in the world, but if you don't have the willingness to press the trigger on another human being, you got to make sure you understand your rules of engagement and you know, respect to your authority to apply lethal force and fully be in line with them.
Right. We're running out.
Find yourself in that circumstance.
We're running out of time here. We're running out of time here. We'll continue this on just because the theories behind this kind of stuff. I'm interested to see how much it's changed from the 80s. So, Super Dave, thank you very much for joining me this evening. Yeah. Thanks for joining me this evening.
All right, Mr. Bill. Thank you, man.
All right. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.